It's been a quite phenomenal season for James Norwood. It's been a quite phenomenal couple of years, actually. Scoring the winning goal for Tranmere at Wembley in 2018, 32 goals over the last calendar year as well, the last season as well. And it has earned him a move to Ipswich for next season. And he joins me now. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. First of all, congratulations on the move. I'm sure this was a very tough decision for you to make.
Toughest of my life, yeah. It was, you know, obviously it was talked about for a while and I knew that there was interest from a lot of different clubs, but it was sort of, it was all up in the air for ages and I was back and forth with myself and had to talk to a lot of people and ultimately came up with the decision to try and kick on a little bit and go for a team that's pushing for the championship.
And it's going to be a real interesting season, obviously, because you will come up against Tranmere next season as well, which I'm sure you're looking forward to.
I don't know how my hamstring will hold up for those games. but no, do you know what? It'll be nice because, you know, it was obviously such a difficult decision to leave that it'll almost be like coming home again. I'll get to walk out of Prenton Park. You know, just after leaving, and you know, if I get a reception, you know, I could play with my emotions a little bit, but I just got to make sure when I walk through that tunnel, I walk into the away dressing room and not the home.
I spoke to you a year ago about the 3 years that you'd had at Tranmere so far, and that one of the first things you said to me was when Gary Bravin gave you the phone call and said, do you want to come to Tranmere? You basically said, who are Tranmere and where are Tranmere? And you've left quite an impression over the 4 years. You must be very proud of what you have achieved.
Yeah, no, it's mutual though. You know, obviously I came here and I hadn't heard of Tranmere and now I'll never forget them. You know, they've got a special place in my heart. I'll be back in some capacity, even if it's as a fan, you know, probably for the rest of my life now. It's been the best 4 years that I've had inside and outside of football, but it is football and opportunities come along. I don't want to look back and think I never gave myself the chance to play at an elite level. And, you know, obviously with us getting promoted, it would have been a great opportunity to play in League One. But, you know, Ipswich are a massive club and I'm proud of everything I've done for Tranmere. And, you know, I leave with a heavy heart. But it's just something I think I have to do.
How impressed are you? Well, the chance that you had in League Two last year, so you'd never really had a proper chance in League Two, and then you come into the Football League and you score 32 goals in League and Cup over the season. Did you honestly expect that was possible for yourself?
I didn't think I'd get to 30. I've been quite consistent getting in the 20s. But, you know, we had a really good team and the conference is a completely different ball game to the league football. You know, we had a lot of league players and I believe could play in the league consistently, you know, for years, but probably weren't given the opportunity. The likes of Jay Harris and people like that, and Connor Jennings, you know, they've shown what they can do this year. And, you know, as a team, obviously we've got promoted, so you'd say we're one of the best teams in the league. And the gaffer's kept the team together for the most part, and we brought quality in. And, you know, I don't think we'll struggle. Well, say we again. I don't think Tranmere will struggle. I think they'll be okay next year and you know, I wish them all the best. There's two automatic places. It'd be great if we could both get them.
And going to Ipswich, obviously, these are the kind of step-ups that you've made in your career now and they've been notable ones. You go from Forest Green to Tranmere and that's a big step-up and you'll see Ipswich as a similar step-up.
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously it's a massive club. I've been to the stadium. You know, it's holding 27,000 odd and, you know, for me it's about improving as a player and, you know, I'll be playing with the Republic of Ireland International and things like that. And it's about testing myself and seeing whether I can do it or not. You know, the chairman's already said he'll have me back, so you never know. I've got three years.
Playing under another Scottish manager as well, Paul Lambert.
Yeah, so I think the gaffers are slightly easier to understand. so I've been broken in gently and I've now obviously got another Scottish manager. You know, if they're all the same, if he's not half as good as the gaffer at Tranmere, you know, I'll be all right.
What has Mickey Mellon done for your career?
You just have to look at what's happened over the last 2 years, you know. And for the team, we've made three playoff finals in 3 years. He demands that you get better. You can't get stagnant and you can't sit still. and he hasn't allowed me to. He's made sure I do all the extra work, and he said he believes in me, and he wants me to push on, and you know, he wished me all the best. I rang him and obviously told him the news, and he said, go there, hit the ground running, and, you know, go and fly. He said that day one that he came in, he said, I believe that you can play at this level, and I want you to. So, you know, I've gone with the gaffer's blessing, I've gone with the chairman's blessing, and I've had nothing but good things from people at the club. You know, all the lads have wished me the best, and you know, I've done a similar thing to them. You know, I said, good luck next year, and I'll see you twice minimum.
And he's been in this situation before, because he, of course, had Jamie Vardy.
That's the thing, yeah. He was kind enough to compare me to Jamie Vardy the first day, and he believed that I could sort of do a similar thing. I'm a little bit older than him now, but, you know, I've got dreams and aspirations that I'd like to get to the top level still. You know, this sort of last year has proven I've still got a little bit left in the tank, and he's the main thing for me he's done, he's I'd sort of given up a little bit, and I thought I was a little bit too old, and you know, he just kept reiterating the fact that it's never over.
Certainly isn't. Just a couple of final ones from you, James. I think it's probably an easy question to answer, but your favourite moment from your time at Tranmere?
It's probably not the one you think. It is this year's production, you know, watching Connor Jennings put that ball in the net. I've never felt... Obviously, it was great to score, but I don't really remember the game because I was so tired. But I think it was this one. It was... We got back in a football league, which is obviously an incredible moment, and you'd think, yeah, scoring the goal that got us there would be the best moment, but, you know, Tranmere have been in League One for years and years, pushing for the championship, and, you know, my best mate at the club, him along with Ryde, scores the winning goal with 1 minute to go, and Tranmere really are back where they belong now.
And your favourite goal?
The one that sent Chester down.
I'm sure many Tranmere fans will agree with you on that one. James, best of luck at Ipswich next season. As you say, we will see you back at Prenton Park next season. And thank you for your time this afternoon as well.
No problem. Thank you very much. Good to speak to you.